A North Carolina surgeon ships out today for Iraq. He was called up by the Army Reserves. What makes his story unusual is that he is 70 years old. From member station WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Julie Rose reports.
The rigors of military life are tough on soldiers in their 20s, so the thought of a 70-year-old man, a senior citizen, going off to Iraq seems a little nuts. Marjorie Benbow can understand how you might think that, but you've never met her husband, Colonel Hector Henry.
You know, when he does his PT tests, he's up, you know, scoring in the 95th percentile. He's, you know, doing two finger pull-ups, and he doesn't sleep. And so I'm kind of going, is he 70? And I still can't believe that.
During their 17-year marriage, Colonel Henry has deployed as a doctor in the U.S. Army Reserves Medical Corps during the Gulf War and in Afghanistan. He went to Iraq 3 years ago at 67, the retirement age for reserve doctors. He said he'd come out of retirement if the Army needed him, but he hoped that wouldn't happen. His wife isn't surprised he said yes.
I miss him a lot when he's gone, but I also realize that I married somebody who likes to, what I would consider, live on the edge.
Marjorie is an athletic, 40-something patent attorney. We met at her office in Charlotte the day before she planned to drive 6 hours to see the colonel off at Fort Benning. She's been waiting to hear from him all day.
It's more important if you love somebody to let them be free.
That's her cell phone ringing.
Hey, baby C.
It is Hector.
How are you?
I miss you so much. I'm proud of you. Yeah.
Later, I get the colonel on the phone again.
I have a, and I don't mean to sound hokey about it, but I have a real, very strong sense of obligation to what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm the grandfather here for these soldiers. It's just an absolutely wonderful experience.
Do you ever feel old when you're interacting with all those young folks? Or?
Oh, sure. I feel, you know, and yesterday we went and got all this stuff we had to take, and I was dragging it around, and I was seeing all these younger soldiers carrying their two bags and one on the back, and, you know, I'm just not strong enough to do that anymore.
While he's in Iraq during the next 4 months, Colonel Henry's absence will be felt throughout the community. He has three grown sons and three grandkids. As a nationally recognized urologist, he leaves hundreds of patients at the VA hospital. And then there's his hometown of Concord, just outside Charlotte, where he's been a city councilman for more than 20 years. Mayor Scott Padgett just shakes his head when he talks about the colonel's plan to participate in council meetings by webcam.
He is a very energetic person that doesn't require a lot of sleep and has a lot of interest.
Colonel Henry will need his stamina for those 6 p.m. meetings. It'll be 1 a.m. in Iraq. Then again, at 70, he's still doing those two-finger pull-ups. This is another place Colonel Henry's absence will be obvious. Every morning at 5 a.m., you can find him here, standing outside the doors of the West Cabarrus YMCA, waiting for it to open up.
I mean, I wish I looked as fit as he does now at my age now.
Fran Leverick usually shows up at the Y right behind Colonel Henry.
I saw him on the news and I got goosebumps because I didn't realize his age and that he's serving our country. Just blew me away.
Colonel Henry says he feels compelled and honored to serve. But he also says this will be his last deployment.
I promise Marjorie, I promise my granddaughter, my grandsons, they all would say, no, this is the last time, right? And hopefully the conflict's going to be over and I won't need to go again.
Colonel Hector Henry is a rare soldier. Since 9/11, the U.S. Army Reserves Medical Command says only three doctors over the age of 70 have agreed to come out of retirement and serve active duty. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte, North Carolina.